I'm John DiLiberto, and you're hearing Echoes, and we have a special guest here in the Echoes living room today, Michael Hedges, who you've been hearing for about 13 years or so since his first album came out on Windham Hill. He's released records like Aerial Boundaries, Breakfast in the Field, and several others, and his latest one is The Road to Return, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later on because it's a little bit of a departure from Michael Hedges, although I bet he doesn't think it is. How you doing, Michael?
Great.
You want to just launch into something here? Let's not tell people what this song is. Let's surprise them with it at the end.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds like it could have been a Michael Hedges tune, I think.
Well, it's my rendition of Frank Zappa's Sofa Number One, which is the instrumental version.
And that's from One Size Fits All, you said, right?
One Size Fits All.
Well, you want to go into something else? Something from Taproot, I think, which was your previous album, which is way previous, 4 years ago. That album came out, or was it closer to five, actually?
Yeah, 1990. Yeah. And this tune was written to stomp in the new hardwood floor in my studio in Mendocino.
Now I know why we play that song so much on Echoes. That was great. That was pretty incredible. Well, I thought we'd go to something from Aerial Boundaries, as I recall. Rick Over's Dream. Thank you. Such a pretty tune for kind of a sad subject in a lot of ways.
Well, I didn't really think about the nuclear subject. I remember when I first started doing this tune, I was a big fan of Hyman Rickover. I read about him in the Rolling Stone. And I think it was that he was preaching that he didn't think our country could handle nuclear power. And he's the guy who invented the nuclear drive system for our subs. I thought about what was it like for Rickover to take his first ride on the submarine that he had designed, and just the Jules Verne kind of wonderment, and sort of the Yellow Submarine, maybe, the Yellow Submarine type vibe.
Now, when did you start playing with all of these hammering-on techniques, which have become totally influential? I mean, any guitarist I talk to cites you as an influence on that kind of style of playing, which so many players do now, but they weren't doing it 15 years ago.
I got it from Willis Ramsey. He was a country western progressive out of Austin. He made one record in 1972, and I was his biggest fan. I learned all his tunes. And he was the first guy I heard to do a real rhythmic hammer-on. People, when they do hammer-ons, that I'd heard, you know, prior to Willis, were just hammering them on for an effect, but they weren't thinking, they weren't as in a rhythm state of mind as Willis was. So I got it, you know, everybody nicks from everybody else. And Willis couldn't figure out how I got it from him, so I guess I'm safe.
Well, certainly enough people have gotten it from you. I'm John DiLiberto, and we're talking and listening to Michael Hedges, who is here in our Echoes living room today, and he's playing some music that's old, some music that's in the present, and coming up we've got some music that's very new. In fact, it's not recorded yet. Want to talk about what's the new piece coming up?
It has to do with rebirth, and it's called Dirge. This is like a slow march, and I mean it for to be a funeral march, but a funeral of the old self when the new self has already risen from the ashes.
Thank you.
was great. That was really nice. Something heroic about it as well, I think.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I died, but I don't regret everything. You know, I have a little bit of respect for my past self, and here I am.
Well, now we're going to play a different instrument, one which you've played for a long time, I know, but you're not known for playing it, I don't think, in the way that you're known for playing the guitar.
Well, I was known for playing it quite a bit, actually, when I was a senior in high school, because the flute and piccolo aren't exactly the most macho of instruments for an adolescent to be playing, especially especially when you're the only male. But the flute section, there were 20 other pretty fine-looking young ladies in my high school class. And this flute, however, is a little bit larger. It's called alto, and it's a tune that I've been playing lately in a yoga position on stage. So if you can imagine me squatting down almost to the floor and playing this, it's by Claude Debussy, and it's called Syrinx.
Think of yourself as a guitar player, do you? I mean, you're kind of a guitarist by accident in a way. I mean, you could be playing anything.
I've always loved the guitar ever since I heard the first chords to I Want to Hold Your Hand. You know, when it goes you know, well, that got me going. So I, you know, thought, well, this is it, you know. But deep down, I'm a composer. And so that's what I studied in school. This composition, and the guitar became a vehicle for those compositions, which is why I probably play a little differently.
Right, because you play differently in the guitar. You play flute, piano, percussion. You've done electronic pieces on your albums as well. So we have one more piece. Speaking of the moment, which is in the future moment. With this one, another one that hasn't been recorded yet.
I was reading Tom Robbins' book, Jitterbug Perfume, where they were taking baths and having lots of sex. And what else did they do? They did this dance called the Bandaloop Boogie. And then they did something else, breathing. And they got, you know, eternal life from this. So while I was reading that book, I wrote this tune, and I decided to call it Jitter Boogie.
And Tom Robbins kind of tune to me.
Yeah.
Did that movie ever come out, How Cowgirls Get the Blues? It was like out for a minute, right?
Yeah, it didn't seem like it got pushed, but I'd like to see it.
Well, Michael, thank you very much. That was really incredible.
Thanks for having me, John.
Oh, I really appreciate you coming here. We've been listening to Michael Hedges, who has a brand new album called The Road to Return on the High Street label, and he'll be touring throughout the fall. Then I'm John DiLiberto, and you're listening to Echoes, where we've been hearing Michael Hedges. If you'd like to get a hold of Echoes playlists or other information from the